Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Ignorance isn't bliss. Ignorance isn't bliss. Trust me, folks, ignorance is not bliss. Pete, I love what he said. He said, I'm a rookie at social media. Brilliant. That guy has awareness. If you are too unteachable and too ignorant to say, I don't need help, you will never grow. So many times in the process, I've said, I don't know what I'm doing. All right, what do I mean by that? Folks, you got to do a self-check. Think about the last week on social media. Was your posts, tweets, shares, likes full of blame, excuses, and denial? Ouch. Just be honest. And we could even take this into human relationships. Was my marriage, was my parenting full of blame, excuses, and denial? Oh, that's why I need grace. I mean, let's be honest, right? We all need grace. None of us are perfect. But here's the point. When you show up on social media blaming the government, but hey, I'll be your client. I'll work for you. Come by me, even though I'm blaming the government 24/7. You see how people don't want to work with people that just blame, make excuses, and live in denial? You want to be someone who lives above the line. These types of people, what they say is, the world happens to me. The world happens to me. This person says, Victor, David, have we ever had technology go down against us?
Ever?
Ever. Have we had it happen in the last 5 minutes? No. But you get the point, right? David and I, so many times, and I'm going to speak to all the Christians here for a moment. A lot of times we give God too much credit. A demon hacked the computer. See, God, it's God's fault. Listen, maybe it's because you're using a faulty machine that has been around for 12 years and you need a new computer. See, we try to spiritualize things too many times. And we try to say, the moment I face resistance, it's a God sign that I should quit. You know what usually happens to me now? What does it happen to us, David? What do we do when we feel spiritual attack? Do we run away or do we step it up?
Buckle up and go.
We go. We're like, okay, something big's going to happen. That's why we're facing resistance. We're going after it. You get knocked down so many times. You know, my language could get strong here in a moment, but it won't. But you get knocked down so many times, you get fired up. You get ticked off. You get upset so that you go after it. You channel all that frustration into action. Now watch out. Does this make sense? You get knocked down by the enemy so many times, you say, okay, all right, this is war now. And you get people to pray for you. You get, you just go after it. You take a class. You grow into the person worthy of your dream job.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.